Welcome back to Wilderness Within and week 4 of Lent. So we've gone about halfway through Lent, and now is the time where you're getting busy and you're starting to miss daily reflections. I know, because I've been there. So I want to encourage you, as spring becomes more busy, as your Lenten season becomes more busy as Easter approaches, to not be robbed of this sacred time with God. A little over a year ago, I was holding a Bible study with women, and they're going to kill me for sharing this with you. But I was holding a Bible study with a group of women who are friends that I love, and it was just a busy Lent. And so as each week passed, more of them were saying, for various reasons, they were too busy to make our meeting. And I'll be honest, it hurt my feelings, and internally I had a little bit of an attitude. But as I prayed with that, it really brought my attention off of my friends and back to myself. And I was able to ask myself, during that time, during that Lent, where was I cutting corners in my relationship with God because I considered myself too busy? Too busy for our conversations, too busy for our commitments. A priest friend of mine, he says, if you can't find some specific time for God, you really can't find any time for God. And so sometimes people will say, well, I talk to God all day long. And I'll tell them, imagine saying that to your spouse. We don't need to spend time together because I think about you all day long. I don't think that that would go over well with your spouse. And so I want to encourage you. I've been there before, and I know how it goes. I know that as Lent goes on, as time passes and the spring becomes more busy, there are more temptations to be robbed of this really sacred time and this really sacred work that God wants to do in us. So protect your Lent and protect your time with God. As we enter the fourth week of Lent, we're going to be talking and reflecting on all that Christ is doing to rescue us, to restore our wilderness-like hearts into sacred gardens. And as I prayed about this week, I recalled a story that a friend of mine told me, my friend Father Josh Johnson. Sometimes he'll call on Saturday afternoons and want to share his homily with me. And one day he called on a Saturday afternoon, and his homily was about caring about Christ. And so he told a story of a priest who happened upon a group of Satanists desecrating the Eucharist. And that man, he prayed over those people. They fell asleep. It was a miracle. He was able to recover the Eucharist and take the Eucharist back to be tabernacled. And so when Father Josh was sharing about that story, what he said in his homily was that it was not that those people did not believe in the Eucharist. They believed that God was real, and they believed in what he had done for man. They believed that his heart and his life had been poured out for the salvation of sins. And they believed that that very heart was contained in the Eucharist. The only difference was that they did not care. So as Christians, we are called to believe, but we're called to go beyond belief and care. Last week I shared with you that Christ has a broken heart, but what I didn't add is that his heart is broken for you, and it's broken over you. Christ's heart longs for you, and he has a singular focus on being united with you. He has a singular pursuit of being close and near to you. And so as we enter this fourth week of Lent, I invite you to ask for the graces to care more deeply about his pursuit to rescue and restore your heart. Make time for God. Do not be robbed of this sacred time. Stand with him this week in the wilderness of your heart, and stand with him and be witness to what he's doing to restore that to a garden, to restore it to union with him, and ultimately union with his Father. God bless.